محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله. سبحان الله والحمد لله ولا إله إلا الله والله أكبر ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد كلما ذكره الذاكرون، وصل على سيدنا محمد كلما غفل عن ذكره الغافلون. Oh Allah, bestow mercy and blessings upon our beloved Rasul Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his family, his companions, his children, his wives, his offspring, his followers, and everyone from amongst his ummah. O most merciful of all those who show mercy, O the helper of those who ask for help, O our Rabb who is most generous, O the most forgiving, O ever living and ever sustaining, we beseech you for help through your mercy, O Allah. There is none worthy of worship besides Allah, the most tolerant, the most generous. Subhanallah, Rabbil Arshil Azeem. All praise is due to Allah Ta'ala, the Rabb of the worlds. O Allah, we do seek all causes of the grant of your mercy, and we do seek actions which will make certain your forgiveness, a full share of virtuous deeds, and complete safety from sin. O Allah, let not a single sin of ours be left out from being forgiven. O Allah, remove all our worries, fulfill every need of ours which conforms to your pleasure. O most merciful of all those who show mercy. O our Rabb, we have wronged our souls, O Allah. If you do not forgive us, you do not bestow upon us your mercy, we shall certainly be from amongst the losers, O Allah. O Allah, forgive our sins, O Allah. O Allah, overlook our sins, O Allah. O Allah, conceal our sins, O Allah. O my Allah, how loving you are, how caring you are, how beautiful you are. O my beloved Allah, my Rahim Allah, my Kareem Allah, my Haneem Allah, my most forgiving Allah, my most loving, caring Allah, my most compassionate Allah. O Allah, we are unable to praise you as we should. You are as you have praised yourself, O Allah. O Allah, you dearly love the forgiveness of the sins of the sinners when they turn to you in repentance. O my Allah, we are extending these hands of ours. O my Allah, they are the begging bowls which you have attached to our bodies so that we may extend them before you during any part of the day or night and seek from you. O Allah, we are extending our begging bowls before you. O Allah, we are not extending these hands before an idol which cannot see, which cannot hear, which cannot avail us in anything. O Allah, our hands are extended before you. You are all seeing, O Allah, all hearing, O Allah, all knowing, O Allah, all powerful, O Allah. O Allah, you are the one who responds to the du'as of your servants. O my Allah, have mercy on us. We are extremely sinful servants, O Allah. Day and night we have disobeyed you. We have used your bounties, your gifts for your disobedience. O Allah, we use the wealth that you have given for your disobedience. O Allah, we have used the sight, the hearing, the speech that you have blessed us with for your disobedience. O Allah, we have used the life which you have blessed us with for your disobedience. O Allah, when we go to hospitals, we see people paralyzed, some attached to different tubes and machines. Yet, O my Allah, we do not take any lesson. We do not appreciate your ni'mats, O Allah. O Allah, your ni'mats rain upon us 24 hours of the day. O Allah, despite our sins, you are giving us so much to eat, so much to drink. You are giving us clothing to wear, modes of transport to travel in. O Allah, you provide food, you provide clothing, you provide shelter for us. O Allah, our lives are in your control. O Allah, you keep our hearts, our kidneys, our livers, our lungs, our limbs all functioning. O Allah, you have granted us iman without any sacrifice. Yet we show no shukr, O Allah. O Allah, in spite of our ingratitude, in spite of our disobedience and our sins, you continue to shower your bounties, your favors upon us. If there was another Allah, He would have destroyed us by now. He would have shaken the earth beneath our feet. He would have ordered the earth to swallow us up. He would have sent the winds to destroy us. He would have made us blind by now. He would have made us deaf and dumb by now. He would have paralyzed us by now. For we have indulged in so many gunas. Although we know, O Allah, that for some people, blindness, deafness, dumbness, paralysis, illnesses are tests, a means of elevation of status. But O Allah, how difficult life would have become without these ni'mats. O Allah, how merciful you are. You didn't snatch these gifts away from us. You didn't destroy us, O Allah. Ya Allah, as great is your beautiful name, you forgive us. O Allah, open the floodgates of your rahmat and forgiveness. O Allah, if we have to ask repeatedly of insan, insan becomes annoyed, he becomes angry, he becomes displeased. O Allah, if we have to ask of you, you become happy, you become pleased. The more we beg of you, the more happy you become. O Allah, if we don't ask of you, then you become displeased. O Allah, it is not a shame. Rather, it is an honor and a privilege to be able to beg of you. O my beloved Allah, the pious, the righteous servants, they come to you with their ibadat, with their tirawat, with their zikr, with their taqwa, with their good deeds. O Allah, we come to you with our sins, O Allah. O Allah, our sins are like the mountains. But O Allah, we cannot despair of your mercy. For you have declared in the Quran Sharif, La taqnatu min rahmatillah. Do not despair of the mercy of Allah. O Allah, man has made dynamite sticks which blow up huge mountains. O Allah, there is absolutely nothing difficult for you to blow away our mountains of sins, O Allah. O Allah, you forgive our sins, O Allah. O Allah, we have made our hearts into dirt bins, O Allah. O Allah, we have filled our hearts with malice, with greed, with pride, with arrogance, with evil desires and passions. O Allah, evil desires and passions have engulfed our hearts. O Allah, we watch so much of haram. We listen to so much of haram. We speak so much of haram. We indulge in so much of haram that our hearts have become dark, pitch black, O Allah. O my beloved Allah, a guest would not like to stay in a room in which there are dead bodies, dead cats, dead rats. Then, O my Allah, how can you, pure as you are, come into hearts like ours, filled with the filth of pride, jealousy, malice, greed, and other corpses? But O Allah, who else is there to purify our hearts besides you, O Allah? O Allah, if the world's waste goes into the waters of the ocean still remain park. One wave is sufficient to keep everything clean. O my Allah, when we make wudu with the waters of the ocean, our wudu is still valid. If we have to take ghusl, then ghusl also is valid. O my Allah, your ocean of forgiveness is much, much more than the oceans of this world. This one drop from the ocean of your maghfirat is sufficient to wash away all our sins. O my Allah, with one wave of your mercy, with one wave of your forgiveness, you clean and purify us, O Allah. O Allah, even if our sins are more than the waves of the oceans, even if our sins are more than the grains of sand on earth, even if our sins are more than the leaves of the trees of the earth, even if our sins are more than the entire makhluk put together, then too, O Allah, your maghfirat is much, much more than this, O Allah. O the most merciful, have mercy on us. O the most forgiving, forgive us. O Allah, even if some dry crumbs are thrown to a dog, that dog becomes obedient to that master. That dog does not leave the door of its master. O Allah, we have left your door despite using so many of your ni'mats, so many of your gifts. Our sight, our hearing, our speech, our intelligence, all ni'mats from you. O Allah, we have realized our mistake. O Allah, we have realized our error, our sin. O Allah, we are turning towards you. O Allah, there is nothing else that makes us extend our hands, except that we are hopeful of your forgiveness. O my Allah, your beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam informed us that something that is beloved to you is the forgiveness of the sins of the sinners. O my Allah, you are of forgiving, most merciful. You love to forgive. Forgive us, O Allah. O Allah, we are acknowledging, we are confessing before you We are not justifying our sins. Oh my Allah, we may be sinful. We may be extremely sinful. But oh Allah, we are your servants. We are your slaves. Oh my Allah, whether we go east or west, whether we go north or south, whether we go deep down in the oceans or above the heavens, it is all your kingdom, oh Allah. Oh Allah, we are repeatedly asking and begging of you. There is no door for us except your door. Oh Allah, if we leave you, where do we go? Who else is there for us except you? Oh Allah, if we are going to become impatient and angry, if we are going to become displeased, if we are going to leave your door, then oh my Allah, which other door is there for us? Oh Allah, you are our Rabb, you are our Khaliq, you are our Malik, you are our Razzaq. Ya Allah, if a dog is kicked from one butcher, it can go to another butcher. If a beggar is chased from one home, it can go to another home. But oh my Allah, oh my Allah, if you have to reject us, where do we go? Where do we go? Oh Allah, there is no one for us except you. Oh Allah, do not turn your glance of rahmat away from us because of our sins. Oh my Allah, if you turn your glance of mercy, there is nothing for us but destruction in the dunya, destruction in the qabr, destruction in the akhirat. Oh Allah, forgive the sins of our eyes, forgive the sins of our ears, forgive the sins of our tongues, forgive the sins of our hands, forgive the sins of our feet, forgive the sins of our hearts, forgive the sins of our minds. Oh Allah, forgive each and every sin that we have committed, oh Allah. Ya Allah, one major sin that we have committed, we have stopped inviting towards good. We have stopped preventing people from doing that which is haram. Oh Allah, instead we invite others to haram. We prevent them from doing good. Oh Allah, we consider evil deeds to be good. We consider good deeds to be evil. Oh Allah, we do not want to go alone to Jahannam. We pull others with us. We invite them to zina, to drugs, to drink, to rave clubs, to porn, to music, to casinos, everything that is haram. Oh my Allah, give us the realization that we are paving the way to our destruction and the destruction of others. Oh my Allah, give each and every one of us the tawfiq to make amar bil ma'roof, nahi anil munkar, within our homes, amongst our families, in our societies, calling one and all towards the beautiful deen of Islam. Oh my Allah, forgive our major sins. Forgive our minor sins. Forgive the sins which we committed knowingly or unknowingly, in the light of day or in the darkness of night. Oh Allah, there is no such thing as darkness for you. Even if there is a tiny little black ant crawling on a black rock in the darkest of nights, you are aware of the movements of that ant. Oh Allah, we are deceiving ourselves. We are fooling of ourselves if we thought that no one was watching when we were indulging in gunas. Oh Allah, do not seize us on account of our sins. Do not punish us on account of our sins. Oh Allah, give us tawfiq of sincere tawbah. Tawbatan nasuha. Oh Allah, from the time we have become of age, right up till now, many were the sins we have committed, oh Allah. You could have seized us the moment we committed the sins. But how kind you are, how merciful you are, how tolerant you are. You did not seize us, oh Allah. Oh Allah, forgive each and every sin, each and every one of us. Forgive our parents, oh Allah. Ya Allah, forgive our wives, oh Allah. Ya Allah, forgive our children, oh Allah. Forgive our brothers and sisters, oh Allah. Ya Allah, forgive our family members, oh Allah. Ya Allah, forgive the entire ummah of our beloved Rasul-e-Pak, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, do not cause any embarrassment to your beloved Rasul, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because of our sins. Oh Allah, you love to forgive, forgive us. Ya Allah, if you do not forgive us, who do sinful ones like us turn to, oh Allah? Ya Allah, there is no one who can question your forgiveness for sinful ones like us. Please forgive us, oh Allah. Ya Allah, if you forgive us, you will become pleased. Your beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would become pleased. We would become pleased. The only one who will remain displeased is Shaitan. Oh Allah, we are so weak, we are so insincere. Ya Allah, we are at the tail end of this Mubarak month.
Ya Allah, we are so afraid that the slightest temptation will come and we will return to zina, we will return to pornography, we will return to music, we will return to the other harams, oh Allah. Ya Allah, you protect us. Ya Allah, give us the yaqeen that you are watching us. You are aware of our every action, oh Allah. Give us the courage and the strength of lions against nafs and shaitan. Ya Allah, nafs and shaitan do not want us to taste the enjoyment and the sweetness of iman. Oh Allah, they do not want us to come anywhere close to you. Because they know that if we do, we will shun all sins, oh Allah. Ya Allah, remove the love of sins from our hearts. Ya Allah, put the hatred of sins into our hearts. Oh Allah, put the hatred of adultery, of fornication, the hatred of interest, of fraud, the hatred of gambling, the hatred of music, of television, the hatred of every sin, put it into our hearts. Ya Allah, put the love of good deeds into our hearts. Ya Allah, put the love of salah, the love of dhikrullah, the love of tilawat, the love of fasting, the love of serving mankind, put that into our hearts. Ya Allah, give us the tawfiq of performing our 5 salah 5 times a day with jamaat in the masjid, as far as possible for the men and for the women folk in their homes, oh Allah. Ya Allah, give us the tawfiq to pay our zakat, to fast in the month of Ramadan Sharif, to go for Hajj first. Oh Allah, give us the tawfiq of fulfilling the rights of our parents, the rights of our children, the rights of our family members, the rights of our neighbors, the rights of the Ummah of Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, give us the tawfiq of fulfilling the rights of Muslims, the rights of non-Muslims. Oh my beloved Allah, give us the tawfiq to deal honestly in our businesses. Oh Allah, give us the realization that we have to bring the whole of deen into our lives. Ya Allah, protect us from wastage, protect us from israf, especially on the Mubarak day of Eid, oh Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from abuse of your ni'mats, oh Allah. Ya Allah, give us the tawfiq of appreciating and being grateful for your bounties and favors upon us. Ya Allah, give hidayat to everyone. Give hidayat to us. Give hidayat to our families. Give hidayat to the entire ummah. Ya Allah, we want to become your walis, oh Allah. How long are we going to remain the friends of nafs and shaitan? How long are we going to walk on the earth as hypocrites? Oh Allah, make us from amongst your sincere bandas, oh Allah. Ya Allah, our hearts have become diseased, oh Allah. Oh my beloved Allah, just as arteries become clogged, the heart doesn't function properly. In the same way, oh Allah, our spiritual arteries have become blocked with our sins. Oh Allah, when man undertakes heart transplants, what is it difficult for you to transplant a strong and healthy spiritual heart? Oh Allah, this is with hearts filled with the noor of taqwa, with the noor of zikrullah, with the noor of tilawat. Ya Allah, give us a heart that is filled with tawakkul in you. Oh Allah, clean and purify our hearts. Oh Allah, purify our hearts of all the evil and filth that is embedded in our hearts. Oh Allah, purify our hearts of malice, of jealousy, of greed, of pride, of arrogance, of riyakari, of evil desires and passions. Oh Allah, bless us with complete purification of our souls. Ya Allah, man has become tired of sinning. So tired that he is committing suicide, oh Allah. Ya Allah, sins have not brought us any good. A little while of pleasure, and then restlessness, depression, pain, anxiety. Oh Allah, bring into our hearts the realization that sins bring nothing but restlessness and problems. Give us the courage to rid our lives of all gunas, all evils, oh Allah. Ya Allah, give us the tawfiq to shun sins from our lives. Drench us, oh Allah, in the rains of your rahmah. Oh Allah, we have foolishly put over our heads umbrellas of sins, oh Allah, which are depriving us of the rains of your rahmah. Oh Allah, we want rahmat, we want barakat to come into our lives, into our homes, into our businesses. But oh Allah, how can rahmat and barakat come when there is so much of haram preventing it? O Allah, give us tawfiq to throw out of our homes the filthy televisions, O Allah, the filthy magazines, the filthy and indecent novels and newspapers, and all other evils on our phones, O Allah, that we have filled our homes with, causing so much of spiritual harm, so much of destruction. Ya Allah, give us the tawfiq to give up all our sins. O my Allah, attach us firmly to you, O Allah. When we stick two pages together with glue and we want to separate these pages, the pages will not separate, O Allah. They will tear apart, but they will not separate. O Allah, let us have such a strong bond with you, O Allah, that when nafs and shaitan want to separate us from you, we will allow our hearts to tear, O Allah, but we will not allow our hearts to separate from you, O Allah. Oh, my beloved Allah, become ours, O Allah. Make us yours, O Allah. If you are ours, then everything is ours. If you are not ours, then nothing is ours, O Allah. Ya Allah, bless us all with a long life, so that we may accumulate the maximum amount of good deeds. O Allah, bless us with good health. Bless us with prosperity. Bless us with happiness. Bless us with contentment. This is with zuhud, with sabr, with shukr. This is with a life of taqwa. This is with your marifat, O Allah. This is with your yaqeen, O Allah. This is with your muhabbat, O Allah. This is with a true muhabbat, true ishq of Rasul-e-Pak, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, bless us with istiqamat. Bless us with steadfastness in our iman. O controller of hearts, make our hearts firm on your deen. O Allah, bless us with solid iman. Give us tawfiq to make amal saliha, righteous deeds. O Allah, bless us with the ittiba of Rasul-e-Pak, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, grant us the tawfiq of following the sunnah of our beloved Rasul, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, bless us with the best of dunya, the best of akhirat. Ya Allah, give us such a bond with you that nafs and shaitan cannot distance us from you. O Allah, make us the fish that swims deep down in the oceans of your marifat. Ya Allah, grant us such sincere love for you that we place you before everyone and everything else, O Allah. O my Kareem Allah, remove the problems of those who are in financial difficulties. O Allah, all those who are in debts, provide for them plentiful of halal rizq so that they may get themselves out of their debts. O my Allah, why should we go towards haram when there is no shortage of your treasures of halal? O Allah, you are our provider. You are our sustainer. O Allah, you provide for the birds. You provide for the fish deep down in the oceans. You provide for the animals in the jungles. You provide for us also. O Allah, why should we steal? Why should we get involved in fraud and embezzlement? Why should we borrow from banks on interest, O Allah? O Allah, our homes are on interest. Our carpets are on interest. Our cars are on interest. Our clothing is on interest. Our shoes are on interest. O my Allah, where can Rahmah then descend? O my beloved Allah, give us that realization that Rahmah cannot come until we get rid of haram from our lives. O my Allah, bless us with plentiful of halal rizq. Ya Allah, get us out of all our debts we may be in. O Allah, grant us barakat in our rizq. Provide from us from sources unknown to us, O Allah. Ya Allah, we are spiritually sick. We are physically sick. O my Allah, so many of our brothers and sisters, old and young, are sick and ailing. They are in hospitals. Some are in nursing homes, in old age homes. O Allah, grant shifa'i kamila to all those who are sick and ailing, O Allah. O my Allah, shifa is from you, O Allah. We know that there is effect in dua, there is effect in medication, but O Allah, shifa is only from you. O Allah, we know that sometimes sickness is a rahmah, sickness is a blessing in a disguised form, but we are extremely weak, O my beloved Allah. Even if such sickness is a rahmah, Ya Allah, you change it to the rahmah of good health, O Allah. Ya Allah, we know that most of our sicknesses, depression, anxieties, all is because of our sins, O Allah. Ya Allah, grant us shifa from all sicknesses, ailments, physical and spiritual. O Allah, bless us with physical health. Bless us with spiritual health. O Allah, there are so many parents that are complaining, O Allah. Their children have become a curse for them. Their children are in drugs, in drink, in all kinds of haram, vices and evils. Oh Allah, children are back answering and swearing their parents. Children are neglecting their parents. Children are even kicking their parents, strangling their parents, murdering their parents. Oh my beloved Allah, have mercy on us, O Allah. Oh Allah, give us the realization that we are the cause of their destruction. Oh Allah, we are the ones providing them with those sources which lead to haram. We brought the evil televisions into our homes. We bring the filthy movies into our homes. We gave them those filthy cell phones, oh Allah. We gave them the filth which leads them to all the evil, all the vice dens, oh Allah. We did not give them deen. We do not give them the majalis of the Ahlullah. We do not give them the majalis of the pious. We do not give them the company of the righteous. We do not let them sit in the majalis of nasiha, of da'wah, of ta'aleem. Oh Allah, give us this understanding. Oh Allah, those children who have landed in sins, they are involved in drugs, in drink, in zina, in other evils. Grant them tawfiq of sincere tawbah and repentance, oh Allah. They are the children of the ummah. Bring them back onto Sirati Mustaqim, oh Allah. Guide all those children back onto Sirati Mustaqim. Ya Allah, nothing is difficult for you. Oh Allah, protect our youth. Oh Allah, make our youth assets for our community, oh Allah. Ya Allah, those that are suffering depression, give them happiness and joy. Ya Allah, those that are poor, bless them with wealth. Ya Allah, those that are weak, give them strength. Oh my Allah, bless those who have no children with pious and righteous children, oh Allah. Ya Allah, those that have children, make the children the coolness of their eyes. Oh Allah, make our children obedient to you, obedient to Rasulullah Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, obedient to their parents, oh Allah. Ya Allah, remove the problems of all those that are suffering any problem, any difficulty, oh Allah. Ya Allah, bless those brothers and sisters who are looking for marriage partners with good and righteous marriage partners who will be an assistance to their deen, oh Allah. Ya Allah, put love between husbands and wives, parents and children, brothers and sisters. Oh Allah, unite the hearts of the brothers and sisters, parents and children, husbands and wives. Ya Allah, unite the hearts of the entire ummah, oh Allah. Ya Allah, fitnas are lashing at us from our right, from our left, from behind us, from in front of us, from the satellites above us. Oh my Allah, protect us from the storms of fitnas, oh Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from the fitnas of this dunya, from the fitnas of the akhirat. Oh my Allah, where do we go? If you do not protect us and save us, who else is there for us, oh my Allah? To whom do we turn, oh Allah? Who is there for us besides you? Oh Allah, the fitnas have entered our homes. The fitnas have entered our schools and colleges. The fitnas have entered our Muslim schools. The fitnas have entered our bazaars and marketplaces. The fitnas have entered our madaris, our masajid. The fitnas have even entered the Haramain Sharifain. Oh my Allah, we can hear cell phones with musical ringtones. Even in front of the Rosaya Mubarak of our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Even in front of the Kaabatullah, oh Allah, filthy music can be heard a few meters from the Rawdha of my beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Just a few meters from the Mubarak dome of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's resting place. Oh Allah, protect Makkah Sharif, protect Medina Sharif from all fitnas. Oh Allah, protect Masjidul Aqsa. Oh my Allah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's concern at all times was nothing but the ummah. Oh Allah, he wanted to see all enter Jannat. Oh Allah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made dua for the ummah day and night. Oh my Allah, my beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how many sacrifices he made for us. Oh Allah, he used to stand the entire night until his Mubarak feet got swollen, oh Allah. Ya Allah, filth was thrown on him. Intestines were thrown on his back when he went into sajda. Ya Allah, thorns were placed in his path. Ya Allah, his beloved little daughter Fatima used to ask him, oh my father, why did he doing this to you? Ya Allah, he was stoned in Taif. At Uhud, he was injured. Ya Allah, at Taif, he was stoned so much that his Mubarak shoes became filled with his Mubarak blood. He was hurt and injured so many times So Allah, when the blood of your beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, of my beloved, of the beloved of the ummah oozed, then how the malaika must have witnessed that. But for the sake of your precious deen, for his love for mankind, his Mubarak blood was allowed to flow. Oh my Allah, when he went into sajda, he cried for us. His musalla is to become wet with his Mubarak tears. Oh my beloved Allah, my beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was boycotted. He was ostracized for 3 solid years with his family. The time came when they had to chew leather to survive, when they had to chew the leaves of trees to survive. Oh Allah, he was rahmatul lil alamin. He dearly loved his ummah. Oh Allah, even in his last moments, there was nothing but the concern of his ummatis. In the akhirah, he would not wish to enter Jannat until his ummatis enter Jannat. Oh Allah, for the sake of the ummah, how much he was troubled, how many sacrifices were made. Oh Allah, we show no appreciation for his sacrifice. Ya Allah, even his sahaba Ranaunum made so many sacrifices to convey the deen to the corners of the globe. But oh Allah, we show no appreciation. Oh Allah, that ummah for whom so many sacrifices were made. Today that ummah is found in discourse, in cinemas, in theatres, in casinos, on porn sites, reading filthy magazines, novels, in adultery, in fornication, in theft, in fraud, in rape, in other crimes. Oh Allah, a large number from the ummah do not have salah in their lives. A large number don't have zakat, roza, hajj. Oh Allah, the beautiful way of life that Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam left for us has been forsaken by us and our family members. Oh Allah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's teachings are nowhere to be seen in our homes, in our businesses, in our dealings with people. Oh Allah, when your Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is informed that ummah for whom so much of your Mubarak blood was shed, that ummah for whom you cried so much, that ummah has no concern for your blood, that ummah has no concern for your tears. Oh Allah, how much of pain and injury we must be causing to your beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh Allah, even in his Mubarak city, we do not give up sins. Just a few meters from the resting place of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the hotels, in the homes, the filthiest of films can be viewed, filthiest of magazines and newspapers can be read. Oh Allah, just a few meters from his Rauza Mubarak, few meters from the Kaabatullah, in the foyers and rooms of hotels and homes, filthiest music can be heard, filthiest television programs can be watched. Oh Allah, those very things which were hated in his sight, those very things which he disliked and abhorred, those things have become beloved in our sight. Oh my beloved Allah, the cause of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's pain and injury in his time with the mushrikeen, the Yahud, the munafiqeen. But oh Allah, today we who are the claimants of your ishq, the ishq of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we are the cause of pain and injury to your beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh Allah, that ummah for whom Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam shed so much of his Mubarak blood, for whom the blood of the Sahaba Nanum was shed, that ummah for whom so many sacrifices were made. Oh Allah, that ummah has become yateem. There is no one to pass a hand of affection and love over the heads of that ummah anymore. Even the Muslims are unconcerned about the plight of so many brothers and sisters around the world. In Palestine, Afghanistan, Iraq, Somalia, Sudan, in Sham, in parts of Africa, in Kashmir, in India, Chechnya, Kosovo, Bosnia, so many other parts of the world. Oh Allah, Islam has not become weak. We have become weak. Oh Allah, we know that we are suffering because of our sins. You send the Quran Sharif for our hidayat. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam left his beautiful sunnah. Oh Allah, we know we have distanced ourselves from the Quran and the sunnah. As a result, we are suffering everywhere in the world. Ya Allah, just as Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam predicted, the enemies of Islam are calling one another to join in devouring the ummah. But oh Allah, you are our protector. Oh my Kareem Allah, the enemies of Islam have ganged up against the Muslims. Even Muslim governments have joined their alliances and their coalitions. Oh Allah, the enemies of Islam have become one. And we who are the ummatis of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are becoming more and more divided and disunited. Oh Allah, we have brought more destruction upon the Ummah than even the enemies of Islam. Oh Allah, with our deeds and actions, we have been the means of the destruction of the Ummah. The enemies only came to destroy whatever was left. Oh Allah, unite the entire Ummah. Oh my beloved Allah, guide the enemies of Islam. Bless them with Iman and Islam. Oh Allah, bless them like how you bless the Sahaba-i-Kiram, Ridwanullahi Ta'ala, Majma'in, and others with Iman and Islam. But oh Allah, if they have become obstinate, if they have made up their minds that they are not going to accept your beautiful deen, they are planning the destruction of the Muslim Ummah, the destruction of Muslim lives, homes, property and economy, then oh Allah, you are the best of planners. Oh Allah, you are the same Allah who was present in Badr, at Uhud, at Fatih Makkah. Ya Allah, you have not become weak, we have become weak. Oh Allah, just as you send the Ababil and you destroyed Abraha and his forces, which had set out to destroy the Kaaba Sharif. Oh Allah, send disaster against these forces who are out to destroy the Ummah. Oh Allah, send floods and destroy them. Oh Allah, send gale force winds against the enemies. Shake the ground beneath their feet. Cause their ships to sink, O Allah. Cause their planes to crash, O Allah. Create division and disunity in their ranks, O Allah. Ya Allah, make them fight amongst themselves. Ya Allah, fill their hearts with terror and fear. O Allah, humiliate the enemies. Crush the enemies. O Allah, destroy them like you destroyed the Aad and the Thamud, O Allah. O my beloved Allah, send your malaika. Assist and help the mujahideen of Islam. Grant the stones which they throw, the power of atom bombs, O Allah. Ya Allah, wherever in the world the Muslim Ummah is suffering, come to our assistance, O Allah. O Allah, bombs are being rained upon innocent women and children, civilians. O my Allah, homes are being bulldozed. O Allah, aid the mujahideen and our brothers and sisters in Palestine, in Afghanistan, in Sham, in India, in Kashmir, in Iraq, in Somalia, in Sudan and other parts of Africa, Bosnia, Chechnya, Kosovo, other parts of the world, wherever they are facing tyranny and oppression. O my Allah, those who have been imprisoned unjustly, you find a way out for their release, O Allah. Ya Allah, their crime in the eyes of these merciless enemies, nothing except that they have tried to spread your deen. Their sin is nothing except that they say, La ilaha illallah. O Allah, remove the difficulties and trials of the Ummah. O Allah, we are going through very, very difficult and trying times. It has become very difficult to even protect our iman, O Allah. Ya Allah, you protect our iman. Protect each and every one of us. Protect the entire Ummah. Change the conditions of adversity to conditions of prosperity. Change the conditions of fear to that of peace and security, O Allah. Ya Allah, change the conditions of the Ummah. Ya Allah, restore the dignity and honor of the Muslim Ummah. O my beloved Allah, have mercy upon the Ummah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Forgive the Ummah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Shower your rahmat upon the Ummah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Overlook the sins and the weaknesses and the shortcomings of the Ummah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. O our Rabb, lay not on us a burden greater than we have the strength to bear. Brought out our sins. Grant us forgiveness. Have mercy on us. You are our protector. Help us against the disbelieving people. O Allah, we know how sinful we are. O Allah, do not expose our sins. Ya Allah, out of your fazal, your ihsan, your rahmah, you have concealed so many of our sins. Ya Allah, do not bring upon us any kind of disgrace in the dunya, in the qabr, in the akhirat. Ya Allah, what an embarrassment that will be on the day of Qiyamah, when in front of billions someone will rise committing zina, stealing, because a person will die as he lived, and he will rise on the day of Qiyamah as he died. Oh Allah, within billions of ummatis will watch and will be witnesses to our sins. Ya Allah, do not let us be an embarrassment to our beloved Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, that ummat that used to die on the plains of jihad, that ummat that used to die while reciting Quran Sharif, that ummat that used to die in tahajjud salah, in awabin, engaged in zikr. Ya Allah, those actions which are pleasing to you. Ya Allah, the true followers of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never died in haram places. But oh Allah, today so many are dying in haram places. Ya Allah, we are committing sins. We bragging about our sins. We advertising our sins. Our women are advertising their sins. Shame and haya has left us. Haya has left our women and children, oh Allah. Ya Allah, we feel this, don't feel even the slightest shame that pictures of our wives, our children are appearing everywhere on social media, etc. Ya Allah, you give us hidayat, Ya Allah. You give us hidayat. Ya Allah, don't let us suffer any type of zillat, O Allah. Ya Allah, protect us. Ya Allah, our souls will be extracted from every part of our bodies. Dust and sand will be thrown over us. We will be left alone. After we are conveyed to our qabrs, we will journey alone. The only thing that will be the light of our qabr will be amal-e-saliha. Oh Allah, the gardens of Jannah will be available for us if we have pleased you. Oh Allah, make our qabrs the gardens from amongst the gardens of Jannah. Let not our qabrs be pits from the pit fires of Jahannam. Ya Allah, we have no capital of good deeds. We have not built our home of the akhirat. Ya Allah, give us tawfiq of doing that which is pleasing to you. Ya Allah, before we leave this dunya, give us tawfiq of sincere tawbah. Ya Allah, we read and learn the masail of mayyit. We learn the masail of ghusl, of kafan. We have given ghusl and kafan to so many. We have seen the janazas of so many. We have shouldered so many janazas. We have buried so many with our own hands. We have seen our parents, our family members, our brothers and sisters of the ummah leave. But it doesn't create any stir in our hearts. Oh Allah, we have to go the same way. Our homes will remain behind. Our buildings, businesses will remain. Beautiful cars will remain. Wives will remain. Children will remain. Oh Allah, our clothes will be removed from our bodies. If they were tight-fitting, then scissors will be used to cut through those clothes. Rings will be removed from the fingers. Watches and even false teeth will be removed. Oh Allah, our tongues, which cause so much of pain and injury, will be silenced. Oh Allah, our hands, which cause so much of pain and injury, will move no more. Our feet will move no more. Those eyes which enjoyed the filth will not be able to see anymore on the internet. Those eyes will now see the angels of death, the angels of azab. Oh Allah, if we spent our lives indulging in sins, the angels of azab will be seen. Ya Allah, before the time of death arrives, grant us the tawfiq of sincere tawbah. Don't let us leave the world until we have become your walis, your friends, and the true and sincere lovers of Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, before the ghusl of mayyat is given to us, give us tawfiq of the ghusl of tawbah. Ya Allah, before we are given kafan that will cover our bodies, grant us tawfiq of putting the garment of taqwa over our hearts. Oh my Allah, when the time of our death comes, take us to Madinah Munawwara, bless us with shahadat in Madinah Munawwara, at the roza of my beloved Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with the salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasulallah on our lips. Oh Allah, let our burial be in Jannatul Baqi. If this is not in our muqaddar, then oh Allah, let our death be a death of barakat. Ya Allah, we are asking for death in Madina Sharif, burial in Jannatul Baqi, so that when the winds of rahmat blow over Jannatul Baqi, we too may be forgiven. Oh Allah, at the time of our death, show us some tajalli of yours, that our ruh comes jumti towards you. Oh Allah, at the time of our death, let us recite the kalima la ilaha illallah. Ya Allah, we seek your protection from the fitnas of this world, the fitnas of the qabr, the fitnas of jahannam. Ya Allah, let us cross the sirat with the speed of lightning. Grant us entry into Jannah without any reckoning. Oh my beloved Allah, enter us into Jannah in the company of Rasul Pak sallallahu Allahu alayhi wa sallam, Sahaba radiyallahu anhum, and all the righteous ones who followed them, oh Allah. Ya Allah, grant all those who have passed away your forgiveness. Fill their qabrs with your noor. Ya Allah, bless our parents, our wives, our children, our brothers, sisters, all Muslims who have passed away with Jannat al-Firdos. Oh my beloved Allah, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made dua for the entire ummah, his entire life. Especially in Hajjatul Wida with his 124,000 glorious sahaba. Oh Allah, how much your beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam cried. That sinless Nabi, oh Allah, for whom did he cry? His ihram became wet with his tears. Oh Allah, the du'as he made when attached to the multazam, the du'as he made in the hakim, the du'as he made under Mizabur Rahma, the du'as he made after performing salah behind Maqam Ibrahim, the du'as he made after drinking zamzam, the du'as he made at Safa and Marwa, the du'as he made at Arafat from Zuhur till Maghrib, the du'as he made at Mina at Muzdalifah. Oh Allah, the du'as of goodness that he made, bless us with it. Bless our parents with that goodness, our wives, our children with that goodness. Bless the entire ummah with that goodness. Oh Allah, protect us, our wives, our children, our families, the entire ummah from all the fitnas, mischief and corruption he asked protection from. Especially the fitnas of Dajjal, oh Allah. Ya Allah, accept all the works of deen, accept all the works of haqq, accept all who is doing the works of deen, as long as it is within the parameters of the Quran and the Sunnah. Ya Allah, bless each and every worker with ikhlas. Accept their khidmat. Ya Allah, accept the effort of tabligh, of dawah, of madaris, of makatib, of darlulums, of masajid, of khankas. Accept the efforts made by the mashayikh. Accept the service to humanity of those who are rendering welfare. Oh Allah, change the condition of our hearts. Fill our hearts with your noor. Fill our hearts with the love for this deen. Fill our hearts with the noor of taqwa. Fill our hearts with the noor of tilawat, of Quran Sharif, of zikrullah, of ibadat, of hajj, of umrah, of da'wah, of tabligh, of charities. Ya Allah, give us the tawfiq of doing all the ibadat with ikhlas, with sincerity. Ya Allah, with the noor that is generated from these ibadat, light up our hearts, O Allah. Strengthen our iman. Grant us such iman which clings to our hearts. Ya Allah, make us all pious and righteous. Grant us your qurb. Ya Allah, with your power of jazb, make us yours. Ya Allah, we want the hearts that you give to the awliya-i siddiqeen. Bless us with the ni'mat that you give to the awliya-i siddiqeen. Ya Allah, we want those hearts which are filled with your noor, your tajalli. Ya Allah, we want those hearts which are filled with your love, the love of Rasulullah Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so that it may be easy to do that which is pleasing to you and pleasing to Rasulullah Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, we are extremely weak. We get tired of everything, even making dua. Ya Allah, bless us with whatever we have asked. Give us that which we have not asked, whatever is khair, O Allah. Ya Allah, let the winds of hidayat blow throughout the world, especially in this country. Ya Allah, whatever time of life remains, give us the tawfiq of doing those deeds that will earn your pleasure. Keep us away from all those deeds that will earn your displeasure. Ya Allah, we know that the types of sins we indulged in had brought complete destruction to the nations of the past. You destroyed nations in the past for the same sins we are indulging in. You do not destroy us. Ya Allah, only because of Rasulullah Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My beloved Allah, do not look at our sins. We are acknowledging and we are confessing that we are sinful. Ya Allah, look at the tears of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Look at the shan of the Mubarak blood of my beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which flowed for the Ummah. Ya Allah, if you forgive us, you will make my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam happy. We will be happy. Ya Allah, we are pledging not to return to sins. Ya Allah, give us lives of respect. Ya Allah, give us realization that without turning to you, there is no success. Ya Allah, whoever has shown any kind of generosity and kindness to us, bless them with the best of rewards, O Allah. Ya Allah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has shown the greatest kindness. Thereafter, the Sahaba Ikram, the Tabi'in, our Asatiza, our Mashayikh, our parents, our wives, our friends, O Allah, reward them all with the best of rewards. O Allah, you are well aware of each and every person's desires. Whatever good desires and the in their hearts, fulfill them. Ya Allah, accept our dua with the wasila of our beloved Rasulullah Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, accept our rozas, accept our tarawis, accept our tilawat. Ya Allah, accept the itikaf of the mutakifin. Overlook our faults. Ya Allah, in these last few moments, we are begging you, Ya Allah, you forgive us. You forgive us, O Allah. Ya Allah, don't let this sunset happen without you forgiving us, O Allah. Ya Allah, change us. Give us good akhlaq. Give us hidayat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, bless our families, O Allah. Ya Allah, grant these mutakifin jazai khair. The mutakifin around the world, grant them jazai khair, O Allah. Ya Allah, accept the jihad of the mujahideen, O Allah. Ya Allah, bless the ummah with a leader, O Allah. Bless the ummah with a khalifa, O Allah. Ya Allah, bless the ummah with a khalifa, O Allah. Ya Allah, let Shariat come back. Let Sunnah come back, O Allah. Ya Allah, bring alive again the jazba of jihad, O Allah. Ya Allah, make us all yours and you become ours. Ya Allah, shaitan is going to be released. Ya Allah, don't let us go back to our wayward ways, O Allah. Ya Allah, give us hidayat, give our families hidayat. Let a deeny environment be created in our homes, in our neighborhoods, in our communities. Ya Allah, use us to make this country a Muslim country, O Allah. Let there be Shariat in this country. Let there be Sunnat in this country. There is nothing difficult for you, O Allah. Ya Allah, all the Muslim countries, Ya Allah, give the leaders the tawfiq to establish the Shariat, O Allah. Ya Allah, make us all yours. You become ours, O Allah. Accept our broken efforts. Overlook our faults, our shortcomings, our weaknesses. Be pleased with us, O Allah. Ya Allah, bless us all with the Mubarak day of Eid, O Allah. Ya Allah, accept from us, O Allah. Accept from us, O Allah. Allah. اللهم إني أسألك رضاك والجنة ونعوذ بك من سخطك والنار. اللهم إنا نسألك الرضا بالقضاء ونسألك برد العيش بعد الموت ونسألك لذة النظر إلى وجهك والشوق إلى لقائك. اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، ونعوذ بك من كل شر ما استعاذ منه نبيك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. أنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ، ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. اللهم اقسم لنا من خشيتك ما تحول به بيننا وبين معاصيك، ومن طاعتك ما تبلغنا به جنتك، ومن اليقين ما تهون به علينا مصيبات الدنيا. ومتعنا بأسماعنا وأبصارنا وقوتنا ما أحييتنا، واجعله الوارث منا، واجعل ثارنا على من ظلمنا، وانصرنا على من عادانا. اللهم لا تجعل مصيبتنا في ديننا، ولا تجعل الدنيا أكبر همنا، ولا مبلغ علمنا، ولا غاية رغبتنا، ولا تسلط علينا من لا يرحمنا. اللهم زدنا ولا تنقصنا، وأكرمنا ولا تهنا، وأعطنا ولا تحرمنا، وآثرنا ولا تؤثر علينا، وأرضنا وارض عنا. يا الله، let this be our moment to Allah. يا الله، you gave so many people hidayah to Allah. يا الله، in an instant you changed people who were going for the Mubarak blood of Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You gave them hidayah. Today we take their names with respect. Radiallahu anhum wa radu'ah. Amirul Mu'mineen. Hey Allah, we are also your weak bandas. Take a decision for us, O Allah. Take a decision for our hidayat, our maghfirat, that of our families, and the entire ummah, O Allah. Hey Allah, make us yours. Make us yours. You become ours, O Allah. Let us realize our objective on earth, O Allah. Let us realize our objective on earth. Ya Allah, we are coming out of Ramadan Sharif. Let us not come out of your obedience. Let us not come out of the sunnah of your beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Allah.
اللهم اغفر قلوبنا بالإيمان وزين أخلاقنا بالقرآن. اللهم قلوبهم قلوب العزم وأسنانهم أسنان النار. اللهم إني أتخذ عندك عهدا لدنك، فإنما أنا بشر أذيت وشتمت وجلدت ولعنت. اللهم إنا نعوذ من الشقاء، أعوذ بالله. اللهم أجرنا من النار، اللهم أجرنا من النار، اللهم أجرنا من النار. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. اللهم ثبتنا على الإيمان وأمتنا على الإيمان واحشرنا يوم القيامة مع المتقين مع الإيمان. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم، وتب علينا وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضاه من الفعل والقول والنية والهدى، إنك على كل شيء قدير. جزى الله عنا نبينا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله. آمين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. Thank you.